and reburied. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought the pearl. May God help us to understand these messages from our scriptures. As Lucille pointed out a little bit earlier, September is a season of change in many ways, the start of lots of new things, school year, church year, changing of the season and wardrobes. It's much cooler in the morning these days, isn't it? It's kind of one of those transition months, and that's why we decided, the worship team decided, that we talk about transitions, change, transformation, new life through this month of September. But today, I decided I'm going to approach this idea of transformation in a totally different way. This subject is probably the most transformative thing I have ever learned in my Christian life. That's big for me. And I'm going to approach the subject from this direction by asking, starting with a question. This is the question. Who are you? Who are you? Who am I? That is a notoriously difficult question to answer, because we feel like who we are today is not the same person we were 10 or even 5 years ago, or the person we will be in 5 or 10 years. I can't answer the question for who I was or who I'm going to be. I can attempt to answer it for who I am today. Because life, as we know it, seems to be in a constant state of change. So we try to answer by maybe, I was on a Zoom call last night and we were asked a similar question. Who are you? What is your name? And some kind of came up with a name that they came with in the moment. Others used their actual names. But often we answer this question, my baby, telling people our names and what they might mean. Or maybe we'll speak a little bit about where we're at right now in our lives, maybe our history, or we identify ourselves with the roles we have, or our belief systems, or even our politics, trying to explain who we are right now, at least for today. And that's how we describe who we are. And yet, that answer doesn't really get to who I am. Who you are at the core of who we are. Most of what I might describe as me was given to me or passed on to me by others. But the question I'm trying to get at is, who were you the day you were born? And who will you be the day you die? Of course, the day we're born, we don't have any roles, particularly, maybe as a we have a child or whatever, but we don't know who we are when we're born. Yet we are somebody when we're born. We are something when we're born. And when we die, we've lost all that has been ascribed to us, everything that we have acquired. We're something still when we die. Who are we? What is our core identity? What is our essence, our unchanging, eternal, intrinsic essence that remains with us and remains constant and steady throughout our lives, regardless of our thoughts, our feelings, what our bodies take on, the identities that we've had, our ever-changing bodies, the material things that come into our lives and leave our lives over time, keep changing. But what is that unchangeable thing that makes me who I am at my heart, at my core? Which means we cannot be the things that change. That's a big concept. We cannot be the things that are constantly changing. There is something in us that remains us, no matter what happens in our lives. But what is that? Well, by way of an illustration, I've each given you a little plastic cup. Everybody have that? What I'm going to invite you to do now is take your little plastic cup and come to the baptismal font, which you've probably noticed in the middle of the sanctuary, and fill your cup up with water and go back to your seat. If you can't do it, get somebody to do it for you. But everybody, fill your cup up at the baptismal font. And don't worry about your fingers, you're not going to drink it. I had one. Mm-hmm. Martha's got some. Can you? Thank you. Hi.
All that puts in my mind is the
senses from the fount, from the water, all taken from the same source. Of course, all water comes from the same source, all water. And by way of illustration, I want to say that who you are at your core is the water, not the glass. So the water is the same, coming from the same source is who we are. Everything, all we are comes from one source. We are all grounded in one source. Now, if I could have, I would have got different colored and different sized glasses, which illustrate that the container for who we are is different for everyone. Different colors, different sizes, different shapes, takes on different characteristics, and far too often we actually identify with the container rather than who we actually are. Because who we actually are is the same thing for everybody, just contained in different containers. And we get them mixed up sometimes. You derive your essence, who you actually are, from the living water and nowhere else. And in essence, that's who you are. We can be nothing else. When we are born, we come from that essence. When we die, we go back to that essence. And what we take on in this life are the different containers. The life, the observer, the eternal you is not just found in the source. You are the source. You came from the source. The Bible continually points us towards this reality if we actually got it, if we actually understood it, if we go deep enough to understand it. The very beginning of the Bible points to this when it says, God made humans in God's image and breathed God's life into. So the image is a creation, but the core of the person is God breath. God breathed into us, and that's how we came to life. We are all made in the image of God, which has nothing to do with our physical container. It's our spiritual being. We're all made in the image of God. Jesus went on to say it when he said, the kingdom of God is within you. The fullness of the kingdom of God is within every human being. Then Jesus goes on to say, he is light, and we are light as well. Light as the source and we are the light as well. We are children of God, necessarily then containing the essence of God, and this is who we are. Then in Revelation, at the very end of the Bible, we are told that in the end times there will be a river of life flowing through paradise, and it will feed us all. We will not need to sleep or eat. The river of life is flowing in us. Paul also describes this in a couple ways. He said, we're all one body. We're just expressed in different ways. All one body, all one thing. And he also says that God is the one in whom we live and move and have our being. At our core, our essence, we are the true essence of God. And Paul describes this now as us looking in a mirror dimly, that we can only see dimly who we actually are. It's like looking into a dark mirror or dark glass. We can't understand who we are now, but there will come a day when we will be fully awake to this reality. See clearly who we are. We are life itself and an expression of one reality. However, in human form, this life is expressed uniquely in each one of us. This Catholic priest, mystic, philosopher, and Jesuit, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, reminded people, our bodies are the containers for life. Our bodies are just containers for life. The things we identify with are passing states in this human experience. We're learning to be fully alive to our real identity. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Now, I kind of see some eyes glazing over going, I don't get this. It's a heavy concept. It really is. Yet when we get what our true nature is, who we actually are, that seer, that knower, that watches our lives change and pass by and become something new along the way, yet we remain steady. The seer remains steady. We can watch the changes take place in our lives from that place. So how does that relate to our theme of change, of new life, of beginning? As I said, this was the most transformative concept I've ever understood in my own faith journey. The two parables in Matthew speak to this particular concept of getting it. And what he says, the kingdom of God is this. You need to understand that it's that most valuable pearl, that most valuable treasure that you can give up your entire life for to understand, to get this concept of who we actually are. He spoke of the treasure in the field that the person who found it gave up everything for to understand this, or the pearl that the merchant gave up everything for. Getting this is key to the permanent transition or transformation into who we are. And when we get it, we can't lose it. If we strip away everything else in our lives, our egos, our identities, our roles, our status, all of these kinds of things, if we strip it all away, what we come back to is who we actually are. God essence. We are one. And knowing that all living things are at their core, all living things are part of the greater whole, that we all belong. There's nobody who belongs more than anybody else to life. There's no outsiders here in this understanding. That we are not really separate, but part of a great whole. It gives us a whole new perspective on our lives and on everybody else. We are one. One more illustration. I want you to take your cups and bring them back and dump them into the... So You took your cup of water from the same source into individual cups. The individual cups are the human life we live, but you pour back into the water, to the same source, which is where we return. You can't take your cup out again once it's there. You can't go up there and take the same cup of water. It's all one. It came from one, it went back to one. That's our true self. And if you took your cups up there again and took another cup, it would be an entirely different one than what you dumped in or what you took in the first place. But it's the same thing. That's who we are. We do appear different on the surface because we take on individual personas in our lifetimes, in our human form. We do have human bodies, and therefore we experience different things in this life, and they are very real human experiences. However, the more we identify with the human experience, with our egos, our belief systems, our thoughts and feelings, the more we actually bury the reality of who we truly are. Because we take on and think our identities are the shell that carries the spirit. Our lifelong quest for transformation is to know who we truly are and not to overly identify with our bodies, our beliefs, our thoughts, our feelings, our material possessions, because they are always changing. Always changing, never permanent. They come and go over our short lifetimes. Our eternal selves are that one that starts when we're born and continues after our shells are gone. Here's the other thing. When we experience a lot of trouble in the world, things are going awry, it's because people are identifying too closely with their shells, with their external selves, with their ego, material things, with pleasure, power, individualism, the self, and the perceived differences of the selves. We identify too much with fear and human belief systems, like religion and politics even. And when we do that too much, we have drifted too far from our spiritual nature and our knowing of who we are. It's not that we aren't all made of the same thing. It's that we don't realize it. And then we fall into competition and selfishness and individualism. If we all understood who we were, we would understand we're all that. All of us. So if we truly want to be who we actually are, we spend our lives stripping away all the illusions that are constantly changing in our lives, so that we can experience the fullness of actually who we really are. We have an unlimited capacity for knowing, for love, and for life. We have an unlimited capacity to connect with others, with ourselves, and with God. And we are far bigger than this container. We are far bigger than our thoughts and feelings and our identities. We are life itself. Eternal, God-breathed, beautiful beings made of light. Transformation happens as we come to realize this more and more and more. May it be so. Let's take a moment just for silence.